and DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 44. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows of a low around 34. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 44. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas legislature kicked off the week with a bang this week as the Senate Education Committee held hearings on the House Bill 2238, also known as the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, that would limit girls' sports to only biologically born females in the state. And during the testimony, lawmakers heard from both sides of the aisle on the issue.
The WBOR doesn't remove anyone from society or public life. It simply fortifies current law in order to protect women's safety, privacy, and equal opportunity.
In the course of my doctorate, I studied human sexuality extensively through the lenses of biology, psychosocial science, and theology. This bill ignores all of them to legislate from a position of bias.
Each should prosper in their own giftings, not sell themselves so short that they believe that they can only achieve success by taking the rewards of others.
That audio from WIBW. The bill does have the support of organizations like Young Women for America and the Independence Women's Voice. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento on the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Officials with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks were able to free a bald eagle that was caught up in a tree in north central Kansas from over the weekend. As WIBW reports, the event happened on Friday, where game wardens in Jewell County were notified that the bald eagle had been caught in the tree. According to the officials, the eagle had been unable to free itself, but with the help of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, along with the Rolling Hills Electric Cooperative, they gave assistance to the bald eagle and were able to free the bird later that day. In other news, an investigation is still ongoing regarding a 23-year-old man that was shot in Manhattan at the zoo on Monday afternoon. KSNC News reports the event happened at the Sunset Zoo, where the Riley County Police Department had received the call of a shooting and a gun victim, where the 23-year-old man was shot in the neck and was taken to a local hospital in Topeka for further treatment to his non-life-threatening injuries. With the investigation still ongoing, police did say they believe that it was an isolated incident between two separate but associated parties, as police are continuously working to try and find everyone that was involved in the incident. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The North Platte area of Nebraska are discussing plans about opening up the new meatpacking plants in the community as a panel got together to talk to the community about differences in people's cultures and stress the community to be patient with the new additions of workers in the area as they begin to adapt after the meatpacking plant opens.
There's so much we can learn and gain. We'll have that open mind and an open heart.
And it's hard. It's not how we start. A lot of families leave everything that they have thinking they will have the American dreams.
That audio from KNOP News Channel 2, where they say it will be beneficial for the communities in the Lexington area with different perspectives and worldviews to help grow their community in different ways of thinking, as the speakers of the event stressed how Lexington is now more diverse than ever before, which is better off for the change of the future. They also stressed the importance of the economic value by opening the meatpacking plants in the community to create new jobs and economic incentives. Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area schools with teams in the state basketball tournaments this week will not have classes. Classes dismissed Wednesday at Hanover with no school Thursday or Friday at Marysville. A team send-off for the MHS ball team Thursday morning at 9:15. Frankfort schools dismissed early Wednesday with no classes Thursday and will be closed Friday if the team wins first round. Axtell will dismiss classes Thursday at 1 with no school Friday. A send-off is planned Thursday at 10 a.m. Washington County Fair Board has announced the theme for this summer's event, which will be in Washington County, A Pipeline to Your Dreams. The fair runs July 18th through the 23rd. Marshall County Fair theme this year is The Place to Be in 23 and runs July 13th through the 18th. A construction worker was airlifted from Pickerel, Nebraska, Tuesday morning after he was injured when a piece of equipment struck him while working under a home on the foundation walls. The man was not identified and was transported to a Lincoln hospital. A state patrol vehicle pursuit near Pawnee City resulted in the arrest of an Illinois man on drug and weapons charges Monday morning. A traffic stop for speeding resulted in the driver continuing on to a farm drive, then fleeing on foot. 40-year-old Jesse Starry was taken into custody with drugs, several weapons, and ammunition seized from his vehicle. Pheasants Forever will host an informational meeting in Marysville Friday, March 10th, regarding the Northern Bobwhite Quail Initiative, which seeks to address habitat loss and fragmentation, habitat planning, weed treatment, and prescribed grazing to benefit bobwhite quail. Cost share and technical assistance is available to landowners and can help return on investment on low-performing acres through conservation cover and range resiliency. This interactive and informative workshop, Friday, March 10th, runs 1 until 2 p.m. in the community room at Marysville City Hall. It's free and open to the public. Contact the NRCS office or Austin Hessling at 616-312-3689 for more information. USD Farm Service Agency encourages early enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. Deadline to enroll this year is March 15th. The programs provide important risk protection. Enroll now. Elections can be changed if necessary before the March 15th deadline. If enrollment contracts are not signed by the deadline, you'll be ineligible to receive ARC or PLC payments for this crop year. Contact your county FSA office. The Marshall County FSA office number is 785-562-5343. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday. Find it under the podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com and on our Facebook page. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday noon until 9, family will greet friends Thursday 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some drizzle is likely today, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Some rain showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and mostly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. There will be another chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and showers continue throughout Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some rain early Sunday morning, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny on Monday as well with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March 53, record high on this date 79. The average low 29 and the record low 2 below 0. Sunset this evening, 6:26. Sunrise in the morning at 6:50.
Is your eco-friendly compost pile also neighbor-friendly? We will share some tips on taming compost odors on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 8th, the 67th day of the year. Musician Mickey Dolenz has a birthday, and on this day 58 years ago, the first U.S. ground combat troops arrived in Vietnam. Around this time of year, some people notice that their compost pile has become rather, to use a polite word, fragrant. It's usually because the compost has become compacted over the winter. If the smell is like rotten eggs, turn or stir the pile to allow oxygen to penetrate. If the odor is like ammonia, your compost is short on carbon material. You'll need to add things rich in carbon like dead leaves, sawdust, or shredded newspaper. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more seasonal advice online anytime at almanac.com.
This week is Lutheran Schools Week. I'm Terry Harries from Good Shepherd Lutheran School. We have a fun week of activities planned for all of our students. Each day we have a dress-up day. Monday is Disney Day. Tuesday is PJ Day. Also on Tuesday we have a special guest from Milford Nature Center. Wednesday's dress-up day is Backwards Clash Day. This day we also get to celebrate with a family breakfast before chapel. We will conclude our week on Thursday with a pizza party with the local EMTs, firefighters, the sheriff, and police department. Join us as we celebrate Lutheran Schools Week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier with the regular season of college basketball all in the books as of the weekend. We officially see the lineup for the Phillips 66 of Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship Tournament. As the tip-off starts on Wednesday, is the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers take on the number 9 Texas Tech Red Raiders for the first game of the series. It would tip off at 6 p.m. Wednesday night also sees the number 7 Oklahoma State Cowboys taking on the number 10 Oklahoma Sooners at 8:30. followed by a full lineup of basketball coming up on Thursday between the number 4 of Baylor Bears against the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes, followed by the number 1 seed in the Big 12 Conference with the Kansas Jayhawks taking on the winner of game number 1 between West Virginia and Texas Tech. The regular season wrapped up with the Jayhawks sitting number 1 in conference play at 13-5, followed by the Texas Longhorns at 12-6. The Kansas State Wildcats came in at number 3 at 11-7 that was tied with the Baylor Bears in conference play, followed by TCU, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, and the Sooners at the bottom of the list.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
With the offseason officially here, after winning the Super Bowl this year for 2023, the Kansas City Chiefs are making some moves and changing of their roster, including not renewing the franchise tag on tackle Orlando Brown. Fake news reports that Brown had played for the Kansas City Chiefs for the last two seasons after spending his first three seasons in the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens. According to the report, the Chiefs also did not renew contracts for Frank Clark, saying he would be released after being unable to restructure a new deal. The Kansas City Chiefs say they're also getting prepared for the upcoming NFL draft that gets underway on April 27th with some new names coming to the team. In other news, with the regular season for college basketball wrapped up and tournament season underway, the Associated Press has named their new Coach of the Year for the Big 12 Conference, and the award goes to first-year Kansas State head coach Jerome Tang. KSN News reports that Tang had spent the last 19 basketball seasons as an assistant coach for Scott Drew at Baylor, but this year directed the Wildcats to a 23-8 record for the regular season and placing third overall in the Big 12 Conference. Mid-America Network News.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
State basketball tournament action tips off Wednesday and Thursday. Hanover girls face Wallace County Wednesday at 2 from Great Bend. Frankfort girls meet South Gray Wednesday evening at 8 from Dodge City. Both games live on KNAY FM 95.5 with continuing coverage. Marysville boys tip off Thursday versus Wichita Collegiate at 4 in Hutchinson. The Axtell boys face Buckland at 6 on Thursday in Great Bend. Live continuing coverage as well on KNAY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plant Skin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Fuzzy rhizomes creeping across the soil surface and topped by ferny leaves inspired the common names of the footed ferns. Whether growing the rabbit's, deer, or squirrel's foot fern, the care is basically the same. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These unique houseplants are epiphytes growing on rocks and in crevices near streams in their native subtropical environment. In your home, they can be grown in a well-drained potting mix with the hairy rhizomes on the soil surface. Grow your plant in a shallow container or hanging basket so the showy rhizomes are visible. Place in a cool location in the mid to upper 60s with bright indirect light. Humidity is key to success. Place these among other plants or on a gravel tray with the water level kept below the pot. Keep the soil slightly moist but not soggy, and only fertilize, if needed, from March through November. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
There are several portraits that show the surrender of General Lee to General Grant at Appomattox. Those scenes usually display a small table on which the surrender documents were signed. When the ceremony was complete, who ended up with that historic table? The answer may surprise you, and it's next on The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Many people only know George Custer for the Little Bighorn. They don't realize he was an accomplished leader in the Civil War.
He rose through the ranks very quickly, but he would graduate at the bottom of his class from West Point. You know, he had so many demerits, but he went from captain to brigadier general literally overnight.
Andy Clark shares the story of the Custer family from the Monroe County Historical Museum. As a general, Custer soared above others to lead his men in battle. Literally.
He was one of the first aeronauts, kind of doing aerial scouting, trying to see positions of the Confederate Army. And that was one of the things he did a little bit of. He was just kind of a very interesting character.
Custer on several occasions used hot air balloons to survey the field. Custer was present for the surrender at Appomattox and even brought home one very important piece of history.
After the Battle of Appomattox and the surrender, when Lee surrenders to Grant, General Sheridan acquired the table that the surrender was actually done at. He gave it to Custer's wife, Libby.
That historic table remained in the Custer family until it was given to the Smithsonian. Custer's service, of course, continued well after the Civil War.
He was one of those people who happened to be where the action was, and that's kind of something that happened throughout his entire military career. Unfortunately, at Bighorn, it kind of ended tragically for him.
Custer did head west, and many family members joined him on his military expedition. The story of that infamous battle is next time as we travel the countryside. In Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you see blisters on the mouth, nose, or feet of your livestock, call your veterinarian. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The signs mimic a disease that was eradicated from the United States as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Just one canker sore in my mouth is painful. Livestock can have many, which can also include blisters in and around their mouth, nose, and feet. Tony Moravec is a veterinarian with Mariel and says vesicular stomatitis and a number of other viral diseases will cause blisters in horses, pigs, and cattle. These are the signs to look for.
Any type of salivation around the mouth, cattle dropping feed, pigs dropping feed, horses dropping feed out of their mouth, because there's sores in and around the mouth, and it's just a very uncomfortable disease. Lameness, if they have blisters between their toes, it's a very sore and discomforting disease.
Good sanitation and quarantine practices on affected farms usually contain the infection until it dies out on its own. But if you see these symptoms in your animals, call your veterinarian right away for a diagnosis and treatment. This is important because the symptoms are similar to foot and mouth disease, which has no cure. It hasn't been found in the United States since 1929, but it's very contagious and could be just a plane ride away.
Foot and mouth disease is currently infecting animals in parts of Southeast Asia, parts of South America. It is not in America as we know it right now, but we are on high alert. There's a lot of people that travel, and it's a virus that can stick to the bottom of shoes. It has a way of moving around the world, and we don't fully understand all the different routes of transmission of how it can move from place to place, but that's why we need to be so hypervigilant.
The virus causing vesicular stomatitis can also infect handlers of infected animals. In people, it causes influenza-like symptoms. Learn more about blister diseases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
We had a huge garden growing up in Montana. Every spring, we prepared the soil, planted seeds, and then harvested in the fall. Watching those seeds turn into produce always felt like a miracle. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, I bet I drove my parents crazy asking all sorts of questions about gardening. How could a tiny seed turn into food? Why do some plants grow faster than others? And why do we have to pull out these weeds? I wanted to know all of the details. It's a good idea to keep that same inquisitive spirit when it comes to being a good financial steward. You can ask practical questions like, how can I prepare for the unexpected? Or how much should I save for retirement? It's important to ask deeper questions too, like, how much is enough for me? Do my financial decisions reflect my priorities? Here's the parallel. Good questions are the seeds of good stewardship. And when we're good stewards, our lives are full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes our hats off to military caregivers. These dedicated professionals and family members help disabled veterans with the activities of daily living. Thank you for helping America's heroes. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 50 years of service. Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill appreciates the dedication of the medical professionals and families who care for disabled veterans. Thank you for the compassionate and loving care you provide. From Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca.
Agriculture's adventure in the energy business. Today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Modern-day exploration of ethanol-blended gasoline really got started in the late 1970s, and I had sort of a front-row seat. I was just starting my radio news career in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and local farmer Ray J. Anderson, no relation, was the VP of the National Gasohol Commission. I got to know Ray pretty well, and I believe he deserves a lot of the credit for where the ethanol industry is today. At the recent Top Farmer Conference at Purdue University, Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart pointed out that ethanol has become a force.
In agriculture, what we've done over the past 20 years is we figured out how to bring a new customer into the room, the energy consumer. We hooked into the energy markets through biofuels and specifically through ethanol. Why ethanol? That was the low-hanging fruit. We knew how to do it, and we had a lot of corn.
Hart goes on.
Ag's challenge is figuring out ways to evolve to continue to feed that customer, whether it be through diesel, whether it be through electricity. We want to be not food, feed, fuel, and fiber. I'm going to argue we want to be food, feed, energy, and fiber. Fuel was just our way to get into the energy market. It shouldn't be where we stop.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, March the 8th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office is requesting technical consultations with Mexico
regarding its proposed ban on GMO corn imports from the U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at the National Farmers Union Annual Convention in San Francisco. He says that the dispute over GMO corn imports is just one of the topics the trading partners need to work out.
There have been a variety of decrees that have come from Mexico. I think the underlying issue here is the need for our relationship with Mexico to be, and a trade relationship to be science-based, whether it's corn or whether it's soybeans or whether it's cotton or whatever it is. If you are creating a concern about the safety or the effectiveness of a particular technology based on culture, that's an issue that undermines the whole trading process.
He says the process is all about working out the differences between the two sides.
I think the point of this is that we've started a consultation. The point of it is that we want to make sure that there is an exchange of information in the hopes that we ultimately get to a better place than we are today. And if not, we'll just continue the process, which is why the USMCA was an improvement over NAFTA, because it creates this process.
Now, Mexico has changed its governmental decrees on GMO imports in recent months. Vilsack says an earlier decree even included GMO soybeans and cotton.
They changed the decree a bit, and I know that at one point in time it involved soybeans and cotton.
Let's take a look at your soil temps around the state of Kansas from Abilene Machine. You can depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just give them a call at 800-255-0337 or order online at AbileneMachine.com. Here's what we're looking at right now. 34 in Cheyenne, 45 in Hiawatha, 49 at Cherokee, 44 at Meade. Your soil temps presented by Abilene Machine. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Vital Bit Simmental's Far Out Cattle Ranch and Jones Red Angus would like to invite everyone to our annual all-terrain bull and female sale, March 20th at 1 p.m., 1 mile east of Walsh. 80 Simmental Sim Angus and Red Angus will be offered along with a select few registered and commercial open females. All animals are sold with genomic enhanced EPDs along with economical relevant feed intake data. For an online catalog and videos, go to DD Auction or call Chad Cook at 719-529-0564 with any questions or requests.
This Saturday, get primed for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brews Restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rockin' Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The mission of Rural Minds is to serve as an informed voice for mental health in rural America and provide mental health information and resources. That's today on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line? Your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Executive Director of Rural Minds, Chuck Strand, says that this nonprofit organization was created to fill a gap in connecting resources in the rural mental health space for communities.
We have those resources that are available that include many organizations in the mental health space that have great resources, great information, And there's direct links to the websites of other partners.
He says Rural Minds continuously works to understand rural mental health care challenges.
But what we really want to do is not only understand those needs that are either unmet or underserved in rural communities that address some of the challenges that are out there, such as just the barrier that people have to asking for help.
He says barriers include things like a limited number of health providers and or proximity of their office. He says small communities themselves can also be a barrier.
And the good thing about a small community is that everybody knows everybody, but that can be a barrier when it comes time to wanting to keep something confidential. So if everybody knows your business, if you're doing something, it's important to have access to information that can help you through those times and be able to connect you with someone who has the same perception and in terms of understanding of being in a rural community, but can help with providing information and education to address mental health challenges.
Strand says that Rural Minds continues to have conversations and bring awareness to what they're doing to help break down the stigma of mental health and mental illness challenges, along with making information available to rural areas. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on rural mental health topics, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. Well, the Wasley report did come out, and it was basically bullish on beans, but bearish on corn. Now, most will be focused on the 31st report released by the USDA. Right now, March corn down 5 3/4 at 636 1/4. May corn, 627 1/4. That's down 7 right now. Kansas City wheat for May, flat at 799 1/4. July Kansas City wheat, 790, down 3 1/4. May oats at 347 1/2, that's up 6. July oats, 348 3/4, that's up 5 1/2. Taking a look at soybeans for March, up 3/4 right now at 1526. May soybeans, 1517 1/4, that's up 1 3/4. Cotton for May, 82.26 is your current price, down 51 cents. Cotton for July, down 66 cents at 82.92. Live cattle for April, 165.50. That's down 47.5 cents. Live cattle for June, 160.60. And that's up 12.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 193.20. And that is up $1.10. Feeder cattle for April, 199.70. That's up $1.05. Crude oil for April, 76.82 per barrel. And that is down 74 cents. Crude oil for May, 77.02. That's down 70 cents right now. Looking at gold for April, 18.18.10. That's down $1.90. Silver for March, $20. And that's down a nickel. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 197. S&P down 12. NASDAQ down 6. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets, or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Semangus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm. by area, Burn or Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Getting started talking about agriculture on social media can be confusing. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Joining us to share tips for the various social media platforms available today is K-State Assistant Professor in Agricultural Communications, Jacqueline Ianje. She begins with sharing tips for Facebook specifically.
This could be a full hour-long lecture or conversation, so we're going to just put it into like bite-sized chunks here. And this is not to overwhelm anyone listening. If you haven't started a social media platform, I am not about to tell you to start on all these different platforms. Pick one that you're most comfortable with. But some like general tips and rules from some of the most common or popular social media platforms right now is you've probably heard of Facebook. Facebook is a great way to like have communities. You can build groups, have a business page. But what we know about the algorithm for Facebook as of the 2021 and 2022 updates is that they prioritize like family and friend connections to your business. So if you have a large personal account with a lot of followers, they will more easily and readily see your information than if you have a business page. Also, your personal account will probably have more followers in the beginning. So leveraging your personal network would be a good move for Facebook.
INJ continues on by providing advice for those looking to utilize Instagram and Twitter.
For Instagram, avoid clickbait. Instagram likes to, and I honestly personally don't mind it, they will do the opposite of, we want our content to go up in the algorithm, right, to be seen first. The exact opposite will happen if you start posting those giveaways. So avoid those and just prioritize making relationships that will come back later. And then if you decide Twitter is your platform, especially this might be more for if you're trying to reach like an academic audience. If we have people here that are affiliated with the university or other universities in Kansas, Twitter is great because you can post like 2 to 8 times a day is like the sweet spot for Twitter. Short content, right? But they definitely prioritize things in the last 24 hours. So you need a little bit more of a consistent posting schedule to stay like higher up in the algorithm.
This K-State expert ends by emphasizing the importance of connecting content that you share with others with platforms online.
Overall, across all platforms, no matter what you choose, we talk about something called SEO, so search engine optimization. And that just basically means if you have content, like associate it with as many other outside sources as you can. And what I mean by that is if I am interviewing Sam Bennett on my podcast and I'm posting on Instagram about it, I'm going to tag Sam. I'm going to hashtag Sam and her podcast. I'm going to tag K-State or Ag Today or whatnot. So having all these external connections brings people from other, for this example, from Sam's network will then see my content. From people that like Agriculture Today will now see my content. So we're trying to increase the reach of the things we post on social media.
With tips for optimizing social media use on various platforms, that was K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Communications, Jacqueline Ianje. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Thank you.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
And Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.